Making sense of your dollars. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Netflix has a new CEO. It's a co-CEO at a time when there's certainly a lot going on in the streaming industry. Tom Lason is joining us, media analyst. He's based in Seattle. You can find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Tom, Netflix stock getting hit today, down by about 7%. It's at $4.91. What is going on here as these streaming wars heat up?
Well, Netflix added 11 million new subs thanks to the coronavirus in Q2, but missed on earnings. So that obviously not a good thing. The cost of, you know, original programming, we've talked about this before, very expensive. That's a drag on earnings. And so are acquisition costs. A lot of the opportunities now overseas. The new co-CEO, I think that probably raises some questions about the company a little bit. But the way it's packaged by Netflix is that person is entire focus is on original content and developing that content, which of course is going to be crucial for them to attract new subs, even with their muted forecast for Q3 going forward.
Seems like the original content, I mean, there's just no end of that. At first, it seemed like Netflix would get this content, then they wouldn't need to buy as much content. But people watch something and they don't necessarily watch it again. So you just have to keep generating new stuff.
Yeah, there's a saying called feeding the goat. And that goat never gets full. It's a very expensive enterprise, and it's hit and miss. You produce five things, one's a hit. Hopefully that pays for everything, and you move forward. The model is not simple. You know, Disney launched 8 months ago, and they had some big hits of The Mandalorian and Hamilton and Pixar features. The thing about these new streaming services, though, like Peacock that launched on Wednesday, that I think is kind of their ace in the hole, is the fact that they're deeply tied to content creators. So you're going to see some of that snackable episodic television be available on the surface, like Cheers and Frasier and 30 Rock and Parks and Rec. And those snackable, just tune in to watch quickly without going through a million miles of menus, those kinds of things, at least for now, are attractive. And that appears to be an advantage that the Peacock Network's going to have.
And as far as Netflix goes, are we still seeing it as sort of psychologically in the minds of consumers as that foundational streaming service? Like, I'm going to have Netflix, and then I'll decide if there's any others I want to play around with.
I certainly think that's where we are right now. You know, they're the original mover in this space. Everybody else is following on. You know, Peacock is launching with 10 other competitors, at least in this marketplace, and late. But again, having access to that programming is important. And also they're changing the model a little bit. So the Netflix piece is a full subscriber, no ads model. But you take a look at what Peacock's trying to differentiate itself. They actually have a free tier with advertising, only about 5 minutes of commercial content per hour instead of the usual 16 on linear television. And then their first tier is $4.99. Then only in their second paid tier did they get to $9.99. So there are some options there, and I think that's one of the strategies they're trying to see if it'll give them some stickiness.
Thanks so much. Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. He's on Twitter, at Tom Lason. Again, Netflix stock down right about 7%.